The proliferation of cyber criminals now keeps IT security managers up at night. High-profile data breaches at Marriott, Equifax, and others have compromised personal records of millions of Americans. But it's not just private companies at risk. Increasingly, mid-sized cities and even small towns have become favored targets. Jason DeBruin reports on the additional burdens and risks to Raleigh and the towns in Wake County.
Server rooms are boring. Stacks of computers with blinking lights, cords in red, yellow, black, and blue, held together with zip ties and snaked across the floor. And of course, they're chilly from all the extra AC. In Cary's Town Hall, the server room is deep inside the building and under constant lock. Town IT security manager Eric Chapman had to swipe his badge and enter a number code just to get in.
All right. So obviously it's a little noisy in here, but yes, you can hear some of our server racks.
But while these servers might seem nondescript, they house all the data for the town, and that's very valuable. Permits, maps, zoning, all that data lives on these servers, and to function properly, that data needs to be secure. Cybercriminals know this, and so they're constantly trying to get at that data from mid-sized towns and cities. Chapman gets it.
You know, these smaller towns are these soft targets. They're easier to go at, and they have a higher chance of success.
That means he needs to stay on his toes.
It is a cat and mouse game on a daily basis, and as the attackers are constantly shifting their focuses, we have to shift our focus, and we always have to try to stay one step ahead of them.
The threat isn't just theoretical. Last year, cyber criminals hacked into the city of Atlanta servers. And while that was maybe the most high-profile city to fall prey, it's far from the only one. Of the 70 large ransomware attacks in the first half of this year, 50 targeted cities. Peter McClelland is a data security and privacy attorney. He says cyber criminals have put towns and cities in their crosshairs.
Criminals like to hit local governments for the same reason lawyers tend to like to sue them. They have a lot of revenue, even the small towns. They're not going anywhere, and oftentimes they want to make the problem go away.
As with other kinds of crimes, the end goal is almost always money. After all, what's a cyber criminal going to do with zoning permits from Fuquay Varina? To squeeze money from a town, cyber criminals encrypt data and demand a ransom, usually in Bitcoin, to set that data free. Maria Thompson is North Carolina's chief risk officer. She says paying a ransom is only attractive in that moment of distress.
We definitely encourage not to pay the ransomware because obviously that monetizes the malicious aspect of the attacks, and we don't want to feed the machine.
But as McClelland notes, that's easier to say when it's not your data that's been encrypted.
Game theory kind of helps us with this. Everyone is better off if no one pays the ransom, but for the one person in that one moment, their short-term interest is to pay the ransom and get their data back.
But of course, if you show you're willing to pay, word gets around.
If you don't shore up your systems and they know you're going to pay, you have painted a target on your back.
That's why experts say it's important to not only have good safety measures in place, but to also back up your data, including in a way that's offline. But that can be expensive. Cary has invested hundreds of thousands into protections and added staff to the effort. Raleigh has spent more than $1.3 million just in the past 5 years. Most towns in Wake County and elsewhere have cyber insurance to cover the cost of restoring systems in the event of a breach. But even though it's expensive, Thompson says it's worth the investment.
Spend the money now. Spend the money now to make sure that you have that resiliency in your environment so that you're not as susceptible to a ransomware attack.
Thompson adds that cities and counties should know that the state is there as a resource, and that includes a partnership with the National Guard, which also has resources to help. And maybe most importantly, experts say it's on workers to stay vigilant. They say to look out for threatening messages and to not click on links or download attachments from phishing or other suspicious-looking emails. Jason DeBruin, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.